The controversy over the so-called Epstein files continues to swirl, despite the best efforts of President Donald Trump to change the subject. The conspiracy theory about supposed files incriminating powerful people in a pedophilia ring was once touted by many top Trump aides, but now it's come back to bite them as it splits the MAGA world while Democrats watch the chaos. Republican House leadership recently adjourned the session early, apparently to avoid votes on the controversy. In the latest turn of the screw, Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer of New York is using an obscure law to force action on the issue.
And this morning, I was really proud to join every single one of my Democratic colleagues on the Homeland Committee in invoking a century-old and little-known law known as the Rule of Five, to compel the Department of Justice to release the full and complete Epstein files. Under federal law, when any five senators on the Homeland Security Committee call on the executive branch must comply.
He says Trump campaigned on releasing the Epstein files, but then broke that promise. Instead, he says what we have gotten is stonewalling, evasion, and lies.
This is not complicated. After promising full transparency for years, every single time Trump, his administration, Republican leaders have had a chance to be transparent about the Epstein files, they've chosen to hide. The evasions, the delays, the excuses, they are not just odd, they're alarming. It begs the question, if there's nothing to hide, why all the evasiveness?
Schumer spoke to reporters at a news conference where he was joined by other Democratic members of the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, all of whom signed on to a letter to Attorney General Pam Bondi requesting full and complete Epstein files. Senator Gary Peters of Michigan is the top Democrat on the committee. He says his Republican colleagues are failing to conduct independent oversight of the administration.
Republican senators said it. They want to provide cover to President Trump after his reversal. And that's why my Homeland Security Committee Democratic colleagues and I are pressing the Justice Department to produce files related to the Jeffrey Epstein investigation. We are using very unique statutory authority that is granted only to our committee, to Homeland Security and Government Affairs.
Senator Richard Blumenthal also serves on the committee, where he's the ranking Democrat on the Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations. He also signed on to the letter to Bondi.
This letter has the force of law. This letter invokes a statute that has been little used because it has been unnecessary in the past to enforce transparency. It's necessary now because this administration is stonewalling and stalling and concealing. And the American people are rightly asking, what do they have to hide?
He says the Democrats are going to enforce the law in order to have transparency and full disclosure.
What's at stake here is more than the president's promises. It's the credibility of our justice system and the question whether there was proper criminal prosecution, whether it was complete and full, whether it was accurate, and what additional facts the American people are entitled to know.
The letter sets an August 15th deadline for the release of documents. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.